This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Berg. U.S. President Donald Trump has no COVID-19 symptoms for the past 24 hours, with a physical examination and his vital signs showing his condition remains stable, according to White House physician Sean Conley. In a statement released Wednesday with Trump's permission, Conley said the president has been fever-free for more than 4 days and had not needed or received any supplemental oxygen since his initial hospitalization. Trump was hospitalized on Friday after tests showed he had contracted COVID-19. He returned to the White House on Monday. Several members of his inner circle, including First Lady Melania Trump and several of the president's top advisors, have also tested positive for the virus. Vice President Mike Pence and his Democratic challenger, California Senator Kamala Harris, meet in a debate in a few hours that will offer starkly different visions for a country confronting escalating crises. AP's Julie Walker reports.
University of Michigan debate director Aaron Call says there's a lot of pressure on Pence.
I certainly wouldn't underestimate Mike Pence after the performance that he delivered in 2016. There's so much at stake.
Butler University professor Gregory Shufelt says Pence needs to deliver.
Things have not been moving in the right direction for the Trump-Pence ticket. So I think that really probably changes the trajectory of Vice President Pence will really need to be on offense.
Indiana University professor Leslie Lenkowski says Harris's goals are easier to describe.
She's just going to establish herself as a legitimate vice presidential candidate who is equipped to move into the presidency if the need arose.
They all agree it will be a very different debate than Trump-Biden. I'm Julie Walker.
For more, visit voanews.com.